Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalki kullihimi. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما أما بعد. حب الجاه, love of status and its remedy, reality of this love. Preface. Mufti Taqi Uthmani Damat Barakatuhum wa Afiyatuhum says, we have concluded some essays on love of the world. We now take up Maulana Thanwi's sayings, Rahmatul Alay, on love of status. Love of status or love of rank, like love of worldly things. This too is a grave, unseen, internal malady. Definition. The title implies a high rank or office or a significant post or renown, fame or appreciation. It is that people should have an idea of this man's dignity and give him respect for that. That is the definition for Hubbul Jah. The title implies a high rank or some office, or a significant post, or renown, fame, or appreciation. It is that people should have an idea of this man's dignity and give him respect for that. It ruins. The malady, the sickness, begins with egoism and love to be praised. This malady leads to ruin and destruction. According to a hadith, the Prophet, the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ma dhibani ja'iani ursila fi ghanamin bi afsada laha min hirsil mar'i ala al mal وَالشَّرَفِ لِدِينِهِ رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي. Imam al-Tirmidhi has narrated this hadith in the book of Az-Zuhud, Kitab al-Zuhud. In this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ أُرْسِلَا فِي غَنَمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا. That two wolves who are hungry and are let loose in a herd of sheep are not more destructive to that herd of sheep min hirsil mar than the greed of a man alal mal upon wealth wa sharaf and the greed of a man upon love for fame, rank and love of status. These two wolves are not as destructive to their flock of sheep as these two things are destructive to a man's deen. Saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith of Tirmizi. What did the Nabi, and it is so deep, this hadith. The Prophet alayhi salam said, "Ma dhibani ja'iani ursila fi ghanamin bi afsada laha min hirsil mar'i alal mali washaraf lidinihi." Two hungry wolves be set free among the sheep will not be more destructive to them than the greed of a man for wealth and status are to his deen. Imagine a wolf, and hungry at that, is let loose in a herd of sheep. How much destruction it will cause. What a number of sheep it will tear apart. But man's love of status and of wealth ruins his religion and deen more than that. It causes more havoc than these two hungry wolves. His heart, his spiritual standing, and his sincerity are wrecked. The first attack of this is on his sincerity. If amal lacks sincerity, then what remains? And without sincerity and ikhlas, worship, ibadat, is also brought to naught. Every act of worship, salah, saum, fasting, hajj, umrah, are meaningless if sincerity and ikhlas is missing. Love of status, hubbul jah, this love of status targets sincerity first of all. It targets sincerity first of all. The first thing a man does after he gets this malady, sickness, the first thing he does is to receive praise of men, that he may be esteemed. When deeds are done with this end in view, sincerity is removed from them. When deeds are done with this end in view, sincerity is removed from them. Without sincerity, ikhlas, every worship is ruined. Nothing remains. This is why the Prophet, the Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not say that the greed for status and for wealth will be as destructive as two hungry wolves. He did not say that. He said they will be more destructive. The wolves will only devour the flesh of the sheep and leave their bones, etc. That is, though they will eat most of the bodies of their victims, yet they will still leave aside some things. But love for status and wealth, hirsul mar'i alal mal wa sharaf, love for status and wealth will not leave anything of a man's religion, his deen. Ikhlas, sincerity, will be removed, and thereby all deeds will be ruined. This is a serious, serious sickness. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Status is fleeting and unforced. Status is extremely ephemeral. Rather, it flies off. As for wealth, you know what? Wealth, it has some reality. At least man has some money with him. He uses it when he needs it. Status is simply esteemable, not by oneself, but by other people. Someone else makes an esteem or praise. Obviously, it is not within one's powers to get others to esteem him highly. They may or may not esteem him and praise him, though he longs for their praise. This status is unreliable and fleeting and temporary. Office does not necessarily bring status. At most, a man may get hold of an office or post, but this does not guarantee status or rank. only when he earns respect and regard of men will gain status. How many men of office there are who have not earned regard of men, and so their aim is not achieved. Hence it is not within a man's powers to gain status. It's not within his powers. Man must realize that he should give up. Give up the chase. Give up the chase for something that is not in his powers. What does Quran tell us? لِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Izzat, honor, respect, status belongs to Allah, to His Rasul, and to the believers. لِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Praise evaporates. Besides, if anyone praises you after you do something, then these words evaporate in a little while, though you may feel elated when they are spoken. Dr. Abdul Hay, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that there is no way to retain that elation and happiness except that you request a person to repeat what he had said. Repeat it so then you get feel happy again. Repeat it. No way to retain that elation and happiness except that you request a person to repeat what he had said. Be elated at the thought of it, since you cannot request him to keep repeating his words of praise. You may visualize them and take pleasure therefrom. This is all there is to status. Hence, it has no hakikat, it has no reality, and no life. The best way out. Dr. Abdul Hay, Rahmatullah Alay, the Sheikh, the mentor of Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, would recite a couplet on this subject, which is also a very good prescription to rid oneself of it. He said that this world turns into dust and there is just a little thought. This world turns into dust and there is just a little thought. What after that? What after that? This little thought is enough to rid oneself of this malady, because that's all there is to it, just a little thought. What does one gain after receiving someone's praise? He gets nothing, not wealth. He doesn't get Jannah, paradise. Doesn't get a letter of deliverance from the fire of Jahannam. What does he get? Creature's praise, except a little thought, a little elation, a little happiness. Creature's praise is unreliable. Even if anyone did praise, then he is a creature, he is makhluk, who is unreliable. And this is so deep. He may abuse you the next day. He praises you today, and tomorrow he abuses you. Praises you today, tomorrow he ridicules you. He may abuse you the next day. People who shower praises are also to criticize, and they do not respect the limit in either case. That's how people are. When they praise you, they don't respect the limits of praise. And then when they begin to abuse and criticize, they do not respect the limits. So in either case, they don't respect the limits. Hence, it is not proper to feel happy when anyone praises. Who is a real happy drunk wife? A wife is she who is loved. The wife is she whose husband loves her. She is called a drunk wife. She is drunk. It's an old Urdu proverb. The story goes behind that when a bride was being prepared and modeled amongst the ladies, of course. Everyone who saw her praised her. Her friends and every visitor. She heard everyone, but did not express delight on the praise. Someone asked her why she was not delighted at the praise. What is wrong? Kya hua? She said, this praise, it does delight me. Yes, I get some happiness from it. But what do I get if they praise me? If he for whom I am adorned is happy and praises me, then that is worthwhile. That is worthwhile and beneficial. Your praise is fleeting. Your praise is fleeting. So, Mufti Saab says, based on this proverb, try to get praise of Him, Allah, to whom you will be presented. Just as the bride wanted the praise of the husband, that's what she wants. Because the people's praise will vanish into thin air. When with their going away, their praise also vanish. But she has to spend the rest of her life with her husband. So to try to get praise of Allah, of Him to whom you will be presented. Praise of creatures, think about it. Love of status. Why does the man love status? Why does he love rank? He loves to hear himself praise. He loves to have people praise him. But what does praise gets you? What does the praise of the creatures? It will not land us into Jannah. If somebody gives a good bayan or a good khutbah or does something good, Maulana, Imam Saab, that was a very beautiful khutbah. Wow, that was a very inspiring talk. Will that land us into Jannah? Ponder over it. If anyone praises you for your salat, what a beautiful salat. If anyone praises you for the salah, for the humility and concentration, or someone praises you for your taqwa and piety, then will that take you to Jannah? Will that take you to Jannah? Will you get deliverance from punishment if your deeds are evil because of someone's praise? Obviously, when you stand before Allah in salah, their praise is of no value, but He will value your good deeds that will take you there. Hell will be shown through an alim, a scholar. According to a hadith, hell will be shown first of all through an alim who would have used his knowledge to attain status. He will be told, you acquired ilm, knowledge, that you may gain fame, and you got that. You got it already in the world. Now you will have no reward with us. Hence, praise showered by people of the earth is of no help, no deliverance from Jahannam, no guarantee for entry into Jannah. But prosperity awaits one who gets glad tidings from the King of all kings, from the King of the dominion on arriving there. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, O peaceful, serene, calm, tranquil nafs and self, irji ila rabbik, return to your Rabb. You are coming into our dominion, into our land, into our world. Every world is our world, but this is the world of the barzakh. This is the world of the akhirah. Irji ila rabbik. Return towards your Rabb. It is mentioned in tafsir that at the time of dying, at the time of the death of a mu'min who has made effort upon his nafs, he hears this ayat of Quran at the time of his death. He hears it. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, O peaceful nafs, irji ila rabbiki, return to your Rabb. How, in what state and condition? Radiyatam maradiyya, happy, well pleased, and in a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. You are maradiyya. The commentators of the Holy Quran also mention, then on the day of Qiyamah, when he rises from his grave, he will hear the voice saying, Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter, enter amongst my servants and my slaves. Wadkhuli jannati, and enter into my Jannah, enter into my Jannah. So praise showered by people of the earth is going to take us nowhere, is of no help, but prosperity awaits one who gets glad tidings from the king of the dominion on arriving over there. Mufti Taqi Usmani says that scholars, people of knowledge, the ulama, have to be careful, very, very careful. Remember that knowledge, ilm, has the characteristic of arrogance. If anyone has knowledge, then its fragrance spreads and people are attracted to him. It's a natural thing. If anyone has knowledge and ilm, then its fragrance spreads and people are attracted to him. This might tempt him to seek recognition, status. Hence, anyone who acquires knowledge or whom Allah has blessed with it must tread this path very carefully, for the devil, the shaitan, can attack any moment. A man may begin his task very well, with sincerity, with ikhlas, but halfway through, temptations lead him astray. So the soul, the nafs, has to be watched every moment, lest this nafs misleads. If anyone cannot keep an eye on oneself, on himself, then his shaykh may be requested to supervise him. Supervise me. Only a watch can keep this malady and sickness away. The leader, who is a true leader? These days, there is a great trial for the ulama, the sermonizers, those who give sermons and khutbas, and the political leaders. They have to play to the gallery, play to the gallery. They have to do what pleases the masses. This will bring them praise. But a true qaid, a true leader, is one who leads and guides, and people follow him. He shows them the path that is the true path. Today's leaders, today this world has the opposite meaning. The leader follows the masses. It's the opposite. Huwa bil aks. The leader follows the masses. He does that which pleases them, even if he knows that they are on the wrong path. He lacks the courage to tell them that they are wrong and astray. He knows that if he tries to tell them that they are off course, then they will throw bad eggs on him, and he will be criticized. So he follows their wrong path. He wants the approval. Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani's saying, Rahmatullah alay. Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, all one khandan, one family. This was his uncle. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, Rahmatullah alay, used to speak straightforward words, a very frank man he was, honorable man. He used to speak straightforward words. He said, for instance, sometimes it is easier to do something against the government and be sent to prison than to be the target of rotten eggs and abuses. So Sometimes it's easier just to go against the government and be sent to jail than to be the target of rotten eggs and abuses. In the prison, he might get A class and live peacefully. And when he is released, he would be honored with high-sounding titles. As against this, it is very difficult to reject the demands of the masses, for they do not tolerate anything they do not like and may even kill him. Imam Hakim Shaheed, a well-known jurist and faqih, was martyred because he had earned the displeasure of the masses. They attacked and killed him. If they do not go to this extreme, then at least they give a bad name and reject the leader. These things belong to love of status. Anyway, the leader is now afflicted with the malady of following the masses. Things are so bad that even the ulama, even the scholars, hesitate to speak what is haqq and truth, because that will mean rejection by the people. These things are branches of love of status. In everything they do, their aim is to receive acclaim from the people. This is why there is hypocrisy all around. This is why truth is upturned and presented as false, while falsehood is presented as truth. The reason for all of this is love of status. Forget about pleasing the creatures. Hence, the first thing to be done, says Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatum, the first thing to be done is to forget that the creatures must be pleased. Forget about that. Convince yourself that nothing will happen if the creatures are pleased with you or displeased. Nothing will happen. For you have to gain Allah's pleasure. That is first and foremost. When Allah will put this thing in the hearts of people, Allahu Akbar, read through the lines. It is something to be placed in the hearts. We may hear it, but it has to come in. When Allah will put this thing in the hearts of people, all these mischievous trials through love of status or ranks will end and be eliminated when Allah puts this in the qalb. Convince yourself that nothing will happen if the creatures are pleased with you or displeased, for you have to gain Allah's pleasure. That is the most important thing. The result will bring in a condition. The result of this would bring in a hal, a condition, of which Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, had said, "He who prays and he who criticizes are alike for Hazrat." That was the hal he had reached, our Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. Nawwarallahu marqadahu wa nafa'ana bi ulumihi wa rahmatullahi alayhi wa salatu wa salam alayhi wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. He said, "He who prays and he who criticizes are alike, for he knows that neither will anyone's praise get him anywhere." That's not going to get him anywhere. He knows that. "Nor will anyone's blame harm him." But the real praise and blame is that from Allah. That blame and that praise is what's really worth consideration. So grow the urge, cultivate the urge to throw out something from today. Love of status, love of fame, love of recognition. It is easy to say this, yeah. It is easy to say this, but it takes serious effort to do that. Only when a man humbles himself before others will this evil get out of him. But first of all, make up your mind to get rid of love of status. That has to be the first thing. Talk to yourself. When you do that, you would be enabled to throw out and to reform yourself. But if there is no urge to do so, in fact, there is complete negligence, then whatever is achieved will also be lost. If you think that you are a scholar, you are an alim, and must receive esteem, then that will get you nowhere. Neither will knowledge be beneficial, nor deed, because there is no sincerity. May Allah grow in us the urge to reform, and may He, Allah, rid us of the negligence, and may He bestow upon us sincerity, and may He, Allah, throw out love of status and of wealth from our hearts. Ameen.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care. This is who I am, this is me. Nothing, everything, can't you see? Who I am, just let me be. 'Cause like